Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Daniel 1 and verse 8, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. The word for today is about taking control of the small things. Now, can you imagine being uprooted from your home and taken prisoner to a hostile country? It happened to Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar conquered his homeland and carried him off to slavery in Babylon. He lost his house, his job, his freedom, his culture, his friends, and his status as a member of Israel's nobility. He had to learn to speak a foreign language and live in a place where he didn't want to be. If you'd been Daniel, wouldn't you have been tempted to focus on the things you couldn't control, like blaming exile for your unhappiness and feeling sorry for yourself? Not Daniel. He took charge of his life in little areas. The Bible says in Daniel 1 verse 8 that he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's food delicacies. He decided to live by his convictions, even in the small things. That's important because small battles train you for big ones. If Daniel hadn't taken control of small things, he wouldn't have had the strength to say no to big things like worshipping idols or facing the lion's den without fear or compromise. Maybe you can't do anything right now about your house, your job, or your relationship, but you can change your life by taking control of the little things. Perhaps like Daniel, it'll involve what you eat, what you watch on TV or the internet, what comes out of your mouth, or a refusal to let others dictate your attitude based on how they treat you. When you purpose in your heart to honor God in small things, He blesses you and becomes involved in your life in ways you never thought possible. So take control of the small things. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.